रामायण राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 15 तारा एंड वाली। The recitation begins now. Vali, in the midst of his women, heard the roars of Sugriva that shook the hearts of all beings. He threw off the influence of liquor, and his wrath was dreadful to behold. His frame reddened like the evening sun, and all at once he was bereft of splendor like the lord of day in the grip of Rahu. He bared his teeth and blazed in his anger. For a moment he stood confused like a deep pool with his lotuses uprooted by elephants. And Sugriva's roars drove him out of the city with the speed of lightning. The earth gaped in affright as he strode over it. Tara was aghast in speechless fear to see it. Next, she clasped him to her heart in the intensity of her love and proceeded to give him the best and soundest advice she could. Put away your wrath that waxes like roaring torrent, even as we throw aside the garland that we wore the night before. The shades of night are falling fast, and it is hard to judge nicely the strength and weakness of our foes. You shall meet Sugriva in deadly fight at the dawn of day. I like not that this sudden outburst of yours. Listen to me while I lay before you my reason for so dissuading you. Sugriva has once before challenged you to fight. You strode out in wild fury and beat him within an inch of his life. Now he has challenged you again, and too soon. I like it not. His roars proclaim his boundless pride, courage, and energy, and some mighty reason lies behind it all. He comes not here from his safe retreat unless he is backed by others. He has secured the help of some renowned hero and has, on the strength of it, called you out to fight. Wise and prudent by nature, he would never bring along anyone with him before he has thoroughly tested his might and valor. Angada, our boy, heard this news from his spies as he roamed through the woods. Rama and Lakshmana, sons of Dasharatha, the ruler of Ayodhya, have made an alliance with Sugriva. Heroes they are and invincible. They come from the line of Ikshvaku and have covered themselves with immortal fame. Rama is matchless in fight. His splendor is like the pralayic fire and consumes his foes. No use of asking me why not assist me as he had done my brother. Like a huge tree under whose shade men forget their fatigue and weariness and gladden their senses at the sight of its roots and shoots, Rama chases away fear, grief, and danger from the hearts of those that seek refuge in him and brings them all good and happiness. He will not count us as good nor protect us since we had done Sugriva foul wrong. He identifies himself with the joys and sorrows of his dependents and does for them everything from the means to the goal. Victims of sorrow and grief know of no other haven of refuge. Do not say that you can get another such, for the infinite worlds hold not his equal. He stands peerless in his fame as a protector of those that clasp his feet. He is endowed with the requisite learning and the worldly wisdom to realize the highest good of his followers. His utter obedience to his father's commands proclaims his thorough adherence to all dharmas, and withal he is also so easily accessible. All perfections crown him, even as a lofty mountain is veined with diverse ores. But higher than them all towers the greatness of that Almighty One. It would be truer to say that the attributes are glorified and illumined by their being associated with him. Nothing shakes his iron fortitude, and you do ill to make an enemy of the Great One. Boundless of might and invincible in battle, he is not an object you could slight. Say not, a nice protector of men is he who could not save himself from a woman's wrath, a woman's wiles. Driven from the throne that is his by right, how could he win one for his ally? Even then he would be a fool to prefer the feeble Sugriva to me, who stand peerless in strength and power. None knows better your incomparable valor and heroism. Take it not that I impute to you faults or defects. Lend a gracious ear to the counsel that my loving heart offers, and act accordingly. Send for Sugriva and crown him as your heir apparent. Make him not your enemy, that valiant brother of yours. I deem it good that you make friends with Rama. Trust Sugriva, love him well, and weed your heart of hate towards him. Are you not bound to take every care of him that came into the world with you, and see that he wants for nothing? He is blood of your blood, bone of your bone, and flesh of your flesh, be he with you in the city or away in the woods. I see not anyone who can take his place by your side. Honor him, set him high before the world, load him with presents, and have him ever with you. The past will be blotted out of his memory, and he will be your shield and spear. The world would still call him your brother, however much you may hate one another. Friendship with him is the best course I would advise you. If you look upon me as one who ever seeks your good, if your heart is inclined to do what would please me the most, let my prayers find their way to your ear and bear golden fruit. I entreat you to take my words as fraught with the highest good to yourself. Nay, bear with me. I would not have set yourself against Rama, my dear Zindra. Alas, the well-meant counsels of Tara were harsh in the ears of Vali. Death had cast his noose round his neck, and was even then, surely but slowly, dragging him away. No wonder that his intellect was clouded, and he saw things that way. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.